Gershwin's jazz-inspired An American in Paris to Copland's Appalachian Spring. And on Wednesday evening, Edward Gardner conducts the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra in Rachmaninoff's overpowering Second Symphony. Join me, Martin Handley, at the Cheltenham Festival, live in concert at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3, or catch up online for 30 days in HD sound.
Here on BBC Radio 3, there's Rachmaninoff and Ravel from Sweden to begin Through the Night with me, John Shea, at 12:30. Before that, the best in contemporary jazz. Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson.
Hello and welcome along to Jazz on 3. Well, it's classical voice season across the BBC this week, and we thought we'd lend it a jazz dimension tonight. Coming up over the next 90 minutes, some of the world's best current jazz and improvising vocalists as recorded for Jazz on 3 over the last 15 years. And my guest tonight, I'm really genuinely delighted and honoured to say, is one of the great singers of the last 30 years or so. Welcome back to the show, Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Thank you, Jazz. It's very nice to be with you.
We've given you the sort of keys, metaphorically at least, to the Jazz on 3 archive cupboard and asked you to pick some of your favourites from that. We gave you some tapes of our recordings over the years, and you've drawn up a really varied playlist. Some real treats on the way from jazz royalty, the likes of Cassandra Wilson, Bobby McFerrin, Kurt Elling and Gregory Porter, as well as some more left field choices, including Swiss beatboxes and something special from Australia as well. But first of all, Dee Dee, we're going to hear you sticking to your day job, because we're going to hear a piece from your latest album. We'll talk about it in a moment, but first, here we are, the title track of Dee Dee Bridgewater's brand new album. This is Dee Dee's Feathers.
Mama said river gonna rise, river gonna rise, don't close your eyes. Hold on steady, hold on steady, hold on steady, hold on steady. Daddy gonna keep you by his side till the by and by. Hold on steady, hold on steady, hold on steady, hold on steady. Delaney gonna take you through the door, teach you numbers 4 by 4. Hold on steady, hold on steady, hold on steady, hold on steady. China found a lucky pearl, luck gonna take around the world. Hold on steady, hold on steady, hold on steady, hold on steady. Gabe is gonna strum along.
That's Dee Dee's Feathers from the new album from Dee Dee Bridgewater, together with Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. That's actually going to be released in the UK in the early part of August. And my very special guest on Jazz on 3 this week is Dee Dee. Dee Dee, tell us a little bit about this album. It's a dedication to that great city of New Orleans.
Yes, it is. And it's just about celebrating the city and the resilience of the people.
Because it's 10 years on from Katrina now.
Exactly. it just has taken on a much broader meaning than just a musical project. But it is, you know, we just wanted it to be a reflection of the history, of the joy of the people. You know, the music is a very joyful music. Second line is, as soon as you hear a second line, and you just immediately want to dance, or at least I do.
Okay, well, if you want to do some dancing, then check out Dee Dee's new album. It's going to be out early part of August, Dee Dee's Feathers. Well, Dee Dee's here for the whole of the show this week as a guest curator in a special programme as part of the BBC's Classical Voice season. And Dee Dee, we gave you a big selection of vocal music.
Yes, you did.
The live recordings from this show over the last 15 years or so. How did you find the task of whittling it down? Were you surprised by some of what you heard?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. But I'm a very open listener, and if it's good music, which all of it was, then, you know, I can take a second listen. There are things that may not appeal to me, but I'm still very open about it, and I can still appreciate the art.
Okay, well, we're going to start with someone. Actually, this was recorded on the same occasion that actually you appeared at last year, and we're going to close the show tonight with an extract of your performance of Ronnie Scott's last year. But this was recorded a few years ago, Gregory Porter playing that same night back in 2011. Obviously, he's now pretty much a kind of global star at this point. At this point, he wasn't quite so well-known. You're obviously amongst his fans.
I am a huge fan of Gregory Porter. Every time I see Gregory now since 2013, we always have a little private chuckle because I went to see him perform at the Monterey Jazz Festival, and I sat on the floor in front of him at the edge of the stage. I was just like the biggest groupie. After every song, to the point that at one moment he went, shh, Dee Dee. So I would say, Gregory Porter shut me up at his concert.
All right. Well, here he is in back in 2011, recorded at Ronnie Scott's on the opening night of the London Jazz Festival, and this is Black Nile.
Come along with me, let your spirit run free along the old Black Nile. Hey, take my hand and see creation's plan along the old Black Nile. My ancestry, history is calling me. Come on, let's see, hey, just how it used to be. Hey, come along with me, let your spirit run free along the old Black Nile. Let your spirit run free, 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 free. Hey, come along with me. Take my hand and see creation's plan. My ancestry, history is calling me. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey, come along with me. Let your spirit run, let it run free. Sheba dee, Black Nile.
is calling me. Come on, let's see how it used to be. Whoa, 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 hey. Come along with me, let your spirit run free. The old Black Nile, the old Black Nile, the old Black Nile.
Gregory Porter recorded at Ronnie Scott's back in 2011 with his take on Wayne Shorter's Black Nile, with James Pearson on piano, Sam Burgess bass and Dave Ohm on drums. And I can ask you this question because you've had a great deal of international success as a jazz singer, and you've done different kinds of music. And I mean, I suppose when a jazz singer comes along like Gregory, there's a sense in which jazz fans say, we want to hold on to this guy. We want him to keep scatting. We want him to keep singing things like Wayne Shorter's Black Nile. We don't want him to go too far into the mainstream. We don't want him to become a pop artist. But of course, on the other hand, we want him to have great success because we feel that he deserves it and he's sort of part of our jazz scene. But how do you make that, keep that balance?
I think you keep the balance by, you know, continuing to do just a little bit of the thing that got you connected to the jazz audience in the first place. So in Gregory's instance, I think, you know, if he continues to do some scatting, a little bit of scatting, that will be something that will be redeeming for jazz purists. When I went to see him in Monterey, he didn't scat. He didn't scat at all. So I hope he's still scatting because he's a great scatter. And that was the thing that I liked about this piece, this selection, because that is something that is becoming more and more rare for jazz singing. As a vocalist, for me, myself, I say, if this is not what you want to do, then you got to be true to the thing that you really want to do. You know, eventually maybe they'll come back or maybe they won't. Sarah Vaughan didn't scat often, and she was a great scatter.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a useful insight. Well, look, we're going to hear something now, a very well-known song, but done in a very unusual way. Mm. And I'm fascinated to know what you think of this. This is Django Bates' Human Chain and their take on My Way. And this is feels like a very British thing that they've done with it. So I'm interested to know what your view on this is.
Okay.
Singing out loud, Frank's leaving today, so I say be you and be proud. Don't be afraid of getting way late. Nice there to be plain. Yes, there were
That was Django Bates and Human Chain, which was Ian Bellamy on saxophone, Michael Mondesi on bass, Martin France drums, Django himself on the keyboards, and a Swedish singer by the name of Josephine Lindstrand. And, of course, their take on My Way. My guest on Jazz on 3 tonight is the vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater. And as I said, Dee Dee, fascinated to hear what you've got to say about that take on My Way.
You know, when I was first listening to it, I was like... okay, all right. And then I was like, okay, I'm digging this. What I came away with after listening to it was, I don't know why, it just brought to mind Kurt Weill. It had a kind of Germanic take on it for me, and kind of what I've heard when I hear a more kind of free style of jazz. I am a bebop baby, and, you know, I need a little more rhythm and time. So I like what the bass was doing in this. And then I like the harmonies. I did it my way. Instead of doing that, I did it my way. You know, I like that. I like that kind of stuff. I can't talk about it technically.
Yeah, and with a song like that, sometimes if you just go straight with it, it can kind of wash over you. We're so familiar with it, but you're never going to forget that
this
version.
Is true. No, you will not forget this version. It's the kind of music that I've gone back. I went back and listened to it a few more times. And I really like it.
Good.
I really, really like it.
Just to remind people what we're doing here, we sent Dee Dee Bridgewater a bunch of recordings featuring vocals of all kinds from the Jazz on Three archives from the last decade and a half, and she's chosen her favourites from that. We're going to move on now to one of my all-time favourite vocalists, and I'm sure a favourite of yours too, Dee Dee. You chose this piece. Cassandra Wilson, what is it that's so special about her and how she fits into the jazz tradition?
Well, first of all, Cassandra has a very distinct voice. She sings in a lower register than we're accustomed to hearing. She, for me, has taken her voice and the range that she has, and she's just made some very interesting and very wonderful choices in how she utilizes her voice. She comes from, I think, a little bit of a folk background, because if you notice over the years, she chooses artists that are a little folksy. She, you know, she'll take country and western and turn it around a little bit. She's got that quality of a voice that distinguishes her, so that when you hear her sing, you say, ah, that's Cassandra Wilson. It's like you hear Billie Holiday and you go, ah, that's Billy, you know, or Chaka Khan. Oh, that's Chaka. So her voice is very distinct in that way for me.
Well, here she is recorded at the Royal Festival Hall back in 2004, and with the song that she wrote. This is called Ride That Train.
This song is a song that I wrote a year or so ago. Sometimes you write songs for specific people or events. This song was written to conjure a specific person and event.
get on the train. Where it's going? No, I don't care where it's going. I don't care where it's going. I don't care where it's going. Long as I'm going there with him, as I'm going there,
the greatest vocalists of our age. Cassandra Wilson recorded at the Royal Festival Hall back in 2004 and Ride That Train. And then we heard Bobby McFerrin recorded a year earlier, once again at the London Jazz Festival. I well remember that performance and a short improvisation. And Dee Dee, it was buried so deep in our archives, that one, that we couldn't actually find it to send it to you in advance. So you've heard it there for the first time. It's wonderful, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Bobby's a cool guy. You know, we've got another artist that is kind of following along in that path that we're going to listen to later on. So what is nice in this piece is, like, you can hear a whole group playing. He's doing, like, a reed sound, then he's got the bass sound, and then you hear with him tapping on his body the kind of rhythmic sound in a way that's just very special and very Bobby McFerrin.
Mm. Well, we have music still to come from the likes of Kurt Elling and Norma Winston. Just quickly want to tell you that I'm delighted to announce that the ticket ballot for our BBC Introducing Showcase at this year's Manchester Jazz Festival is now open. Kevin Legendre, Six Music's Giles Peterson, and I will be selecting four of the UK's brightest emerging bands to perform live at the Band on the Wall on the 31st of July. That's a Friday. We're going to be recording it for this programme. But you can be there in person to apply for tickets. go to the Jazz on 3 website. There's a link to the tickets page. Note that it's a random draw, so application doesn't guarantee success. Also, you can apply now for tickets to our live show happening at the Edinburgh Festival this summer. That's on the 24th of August, a Monday night. We'll have musicians from the Scottish and North of England scene. Same rules apply to that ticket ballot. Dee Dee, as well as the Bobby McFerrin piece I snuck in there, I've also been given one of my own choices for tonight. I thought we'd have a listen to this. This is Nana Cherry, who's a vocalist well-known
yes.
in the UK, and I'm sure
yes,
known to you.
I know Nana.
Have you ever done anything with her? Or you?
Well, we did in the 90s. Nana and I ended up on a lot of live radio shows in Paris. And I did a very interesting jazz opera with her stepfather, Don Cherry.
Yeah, a few years ago, she put out this amazing record called The Cherry Thing, a collaboration with the Scandinavian, I guess you might call them a kind of punk jazz, high-energy band,
mm-hmm.
the Thing. And we were lucky enough to record them at a small club in London. So here they are with a piece called Sudden Moment.
Right.
That's Nana Cherry and the trio The Thing, recorded at the Village Underground in London back in 2012. I should name The Thing. Mats Gustafsson on saxophones, Ingebrigt Harkaflaten on bass, and Paul Nilsson Love on drums. I really hope that those guys get together and make another record. And Nana has festival appearances happening in the UK in July. She's playing at the Citadel Festival in London on the 19th and the Tramlines Festival in Sheffield on the 26th. You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jez Nelson. I can hardly believe it, I'm saying it, but my special guest throughout the programme tonight, co-hosting, is Dee Dee Bridgewater on the line from LA. We sent Dee Dee a bunch of vocal recordings from the Jazz on 3 archive, and she's selected a few of her favourites, some that artists you'll know well, some that's maybe new to you. And we'll move now to one of the great British jazz singers of really the last half century, and that's Norma Winston. Tell us why you picked this choice.
I like her voice. I like her voice. I just like this arrangement. I like the song.
Yes, so these are her lyrics. To a piece written by Ralph Towner with Ian Ballamy on saxophone and John Paricelli, recorded in session for this program back in the year 2000. This is Beneath an Evening Sky.
It's so beautiful.
From the room where he lies, all he sees are the skies changing light. And the walls of his room seem to change as they move into night. There's a far distant cry from the depths of the sky, darkened hallways, perfumed gardens. On the air there's a trace, he remembers her face and an evening sky such as this. ¶¶ disappears. Under clouds holding still, dappled light on the hill, all the world glows as the day.
That's light. Go for it.
I just, this guy is wild. Andreas. At the end, I clapped. I don't know. Every time I listen to it at the end, I'm like this. How wild. I mean, because it's like speak stuff. It's, you know, all the stuff that he does with his mouth. And he can make that tongue of his go really fast. I can't do that. And so, you know, I found myself like trying to imitate him.
Well, we should just tell the audience that Swiss vocalist Andreas Scherer, regular listeners will have
I'm
heard
sorry.
Him. We that's all right. You were yelping and all the way through it. So I wanted people to realize just how genuinely. So I mean, how you're
I can't do
it. You can. Do it. It's the beatboxing. You've got to do it at the same time.
Oh my
BD.
Goodness!
You've got to beatbox at the same time.
Yeah.
So I mean, I've talked to him a lot about how he actually manages to produce what seems like three different noises.
Yes.
From his body. I mean, this is hard, right?
Yes.
This is very
I mean,
hard
well, this is something that he has worked on, that he has developed, that is unique, that belongs to him. You know, there was I don't know if you knew this singer, Leon Thomas.
Mm.
Okay. Well, Leon had this yodel that he did.
Yeah.
I used to beg Leon to show me. And he said, no, it's my thing. You know, and I'd be like, please. I just wanted to understand. But yes, that Andreas, I can't say his name without, you know, it just
Andrea
brings a chuckle.
Yeah, good. He'll be delighted to know that
you're... Please, if you speak to him.
You'll appreciate it. I will do, and I'll tell you, he's becoming a big star, a bit like Bob McFerrin, who I was saying earlier on.
If
you go to a show, it's always different. It's kind of site-specific, it's specific to the audience, and always, sometimes moving, sometimes hilarious. Maybe you will get a chance to check him out. Live at some point.
Yeah.
He's wonderful.
Yes.
Before Andreas, we heard Norma Winston in session for this program in the year 2000. If you're listening to this program and you're thinking, oh, there's some vocalists you should have been playing that you haven't, who are your favourite contemporary jazz singers? Email me, jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet at @bbcjazzon3. Well, our next selection really pushes at the boundaries. We gave you a kind of long list of music with some fairly far out stuff, Didi. I wasn't sure what you'd go for. We're going to hear now from the German improviser Uta Wassermann. So tell us what you made of her.
Oh man, she's something else. She uses sound. She incorporates sounds in her improvisation that I would never think of doing. And she's got an amazing range. I loved how she used all of these sounds in the context of. You know, other instruments at the same time. It's totally cool. Totally cool. That's all I can say, audience. You gotta listen.
Yeah. there.
Listening to Jazz on 3 on BBC Radio 3. We're playing our part in the classical voice season, which is happening across the BBC. And we're sharing with you some of the, very varied jazz vocalists that we've featured on this programme over the last 15 years or so. In fact, most of the selections have been chosen by my special guest, Dee Dee Bridgewater, who's on the line from LA. And Dee Dee, we heard Andreas Scherer and the gymnastics that he got up to. There's
yes.
Uta Wasserman. Preparing your voice for this stuff, I mean, you don't do some of the things that Uta was doing there, but you still have to do a lot of work on your voice all the time to be able to achieve the things you do, I would imagine.
I always compare my voice to the body of an athlete. And, you know, once you have trained your muscles to do certain things, then it's not so difficult for you to recall how to get that sound that you want, you know, at a particular moment. But what Uta Wasserman is doing, that is really extraordinary. It surpasses, for me, Bobby. It surpasses Andrea. She's in a category of her own. Some of the sounds that she emits are like a little freaky, a little that stuff. But you know, she's doing things with her voice that you can do, but you just would never incorporate those things into singing.
You know what, Dee Dee, after the kind of spontaneous things you've done after hearing Andreas and Uta tonight, I think I can hear a whole new direction for you. Your next album could be...
Well, you know, I've gotten some new information here, so you could claim turning me onto this stuff.
Wait, gonna,
if, you, if you hear me using it, you say, I played Dee Dee Bridgewater some stuff that got her into doing this.
Right, well, we're going to move perhaps kind of more towards the middle of the road now.
Yeah.
But again, another of my favourite vocalists. I grew up as a big fan of Mark Murphy. And Kurt,
yes.
Kurt Elling is really the sort of next one down for Mark for me. We're going to hear a song dedicated to you, which has been covered by all kinds of people, Ella and many others. What was it about Kurt's take on this song, and Kurt in general, that made you pick him for this
show? I love Kurt Elling. Kurt has a very nasal voice, but the way that he uses it is quite appealing to me. It's quite sensual. You know, his collaboration with Lawrence has been extraordinary, although they've parted ways recently.
That's his piano player, right?
Yeah,
Lawrence
Hobgood. Mm. But I'm pretty sure this was Lawrence Hobgood that plays with him. And so here's something that is interesting. When I hear Kurt, I always hear Lawrence. Mm. I can always tell if it's Lawrence Hobgood or not.
Hmm.
Very interesting, because they have collaborated for so long, and that was something that Kurt said he wanted to get away from. He wanted to get a new sound, and I can understand that. I don't know. He's one of those male singers that makes me go, he makes me swoon, like Gregory Porter. They make me swoon. Yes, okay. Sorry about that.
Don't be sorry. Let's hear Dee Dee swoon as we listen to Kurt Elling at Ronnie's back in 2009, dedicated to you.
If I should write a book for you, that brought me fame, brought me fortune too, that book would be like my heart, my soul, and me. Dedicated to you, and if I should paint your picture too, that showed the loveliness and the brilliance of you, that art would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you. For your love is a beacon of light, and it brightens up my way. To you, because with you I know I'd live a lifetime of love in a heavenly way. Every find one twinkling star, one half as wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you.
my great collaborator, Lawrence Hopgood. And it brightens up my way. To you, because with you I know I'd live a lifetime of love in a heavenly way. Every heavenly day. So if I should find one to you, all for you. Thank you.
From a very special session recorded for this programme back in 2012, the Australian Art Orchestra, which features members of the Young Wagalak Group, which is part of an Aboriginal community from the Northern Territory in Australia. And that song was called Wild Blackfella. Before that, you heard Kurt Elling. I don't think there's any radio programme in the world where you'd hear those two things back to back. And they were actually chosen by my guest tonight, who's been with us throughout the programme, Dee Dee Bridgewater. Quite a contrast, but both moving pieces of music, actually.
Yes, absolutely. That immediately spoke to me. I just came back from Australia. Right. And it speaks to my soul, because I feel like these are people who come from the earth, who have sustained themselves through, you know, using their hands and growing their own things and being in touch and at one with nature. So their sounds have a more organic thrust to them than even, say, an Ute Wasserman. So that's why I selected this. I was really enchanted with this.
Dee Dee, thank you so much for being my guest tonight. I mean, I was delighted and surprised on some occasions by the music that you chose, but it's been fantastic, and it's been really lovely to hear you kind of vocalizing throughout the program
as well. Well, I've enjoyed it, and thank you for exposing me. Because, you know, since listening to him, you know, I'm like, I've made my little check marks, and I'm going to download some of the music from these different artists.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to finish the program with a final piece, which is a recording of yourself at Ronnie Scott's last year. I just need to say, next week's program, we have the Bad Plus in concert. Another chance to hear
that's
gig.
They're yummy.
Monday night at 11 o'clock here on Radio 3. If you've been enjoying this immersion in the human voice, there's lots more vocal music from programmes across the BBC from the Classical Voice season. And you can check out that stuff online, bbc.co.uk, Classical Voice. Thank you to my producer, Chris Elcombe. Dee Dee, we're going to let you have the final word tonight. I'll just say that this gig, people still talk to me about your performance at Ronnie's that night. They rave about you, but they also rave about the band you had, because you had a fantastic young band with
you. Yes, I did, and they are still fantastic. Theo Croker, the trumpeter, and his band, which is called Dark Funk. So that's Eric Wheeler on bass. It's Casa Overall on drums, Michael King on piano, keyboards, organ, and Irwin Hall on alto saxophone.
Okay, and we're going to finish with a tune that I always associate with you, and that's Afro Blue. So just,
you know, let me just say this about that tune. Theo came in and he kind of fused the arrangement that Etzel Gomez, my pianist of 14 years, had done for me for the Red Earth album. And then he added these great horn lines. It's one of my favorite arrangements, and I think that's something that I have to just reiterate and reiterate about Theo Croker, and that is his arranging abilities. He's a fantastic arranger. The way that he fuses the horn lines with my vocals is, I can't say enough about that young man, or his partners in crime, which he calls Dark Funk.
Okay, well, Dee Dee, thank you once again.
You're so welcome.
Look forward to seeing you when you're next back in the UK. And we will finish Jazz on 3 tonight with Dee Dee Bridgewater, recorded at Ronnie Scott's at last year's London Jazz Festival. And this is Afro Blue.
shades of delight. Go, go, you, rich as the night, Afro blue, whispering trees, echo, 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 their sighs, passionate plea, tender reply, shades of delight, cocoa hue, rich as a night, Afro blue. At my slumbering fantasy assumes reality until it sees it's not a dream. The two are you and me.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Two